Title: Subgroove Beneath Busy Break Edits Advanced. Alright, let's talk about one of the most overlooked reasons a drum and bass drop can sound technically correct, but still not feel like it's rolling. You've got these insanely chopped breaks, ghost notes, tiny reverses, stutters, immense style fills, and then underneath it all, you've got sub that's basically a static sine wave holding on for dear life. The notes are right, the mix might even be clean, but the low end feels disconnected from the edits, like the sub is doing its own thing and the break is doing Parker on top. In this lesson, we're going to make the sub dance with the break edits without destroying the fundamentals. That means, still heavy, still mono, still stable on a big system, but it feels alive. And the big mindset shift is this: in advanced jungle and DNB, subgroove usually isn't about adding more notes, it's about timing, envelope behavior, and controlled interaction with the kick and the busiest moments of the drums. Let's build this in Ableton Live using stock tools, and I'll coach you through what to listen for so you're not just copying settings. First, quick prep. Before you touch a synth, pick your truth sources. Choose the kick that anchors your drop, not the break kick, your actual kick that's going to define the punch. Then group your breaks into a breaks bus. Just select them and group them, so you can process and sidechain from one place. Now, throw spectrum on the master, and also put another spectrum on the sub-track later. This isn't optional if you want to move fast and not get lost. We're going to sanity check constantly. As a target, if you're making deep rollers, your sub-fundamental often lives around 45 to 55 Hz. For punchier, techier, jump-up adjacent stuff, you might end up more like 55 to 65. Not a rule, just a helpful starting zone. Now step 1. Build a clean sub that can groove. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. In operator, use only oscillator A, set to a sine wave. Keep it simple on purpose. You can get fancy later, but if the core groove doesn't work on a sine, it won't magically work with a complex patch. Set your amp envelope like this. Attack basically at zero, but don't be afraid of 1 or 2 milliseconds if you hear clicks. Decay somewhere around 250 to 450 milliseconds depending on tempo and how long your notes are. Sustain all the way down, so it behaves like a clean, controlled hit when you trigger it, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Tight, but not choking. If the sub sounds like it's typing, your release is probably too short. Now add saturator after operator. Use something like soft sine or analog clip. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB. Tuttle. The goal is not fuzz. The goal is audibility and translation. Then match the output so bypassing doesn't trick you into thinking louder equals better. After that, EQ 8. Don't automatically high pass your sub. People do that out of habit and end up removing the thing they're trying to feature. Only correct real problems. If your kick and sub are fighting in a very specific spot, try a tiny notch, like 1 to 2 dB somewhere around 50 to 70 with a moderate Q. But only if you genuinely hear conflict. And one hard rule, the sub stays mono. No widening, no stereo tricks down there. If you want width, that belongs in the mid layer, not the fundamental. Cool. Step 2. Write a kick through sub line first. This is your anchor. When the breaks get busy, your sub has to be the part the Densiflor trusts. So the main sub notes should lock to the kick pattern, not to every little ghost note in the break. Here's a practical way to do it. Duplicate your kick MIDI pattern if it's MIDI. If it's audio, you can still map out the rhythm, but keep it simple. Use that rhythm as the starting point for your sub note placements. Pitch-wise, keep it disciplined. Root and fifth are your best friends. If you want darker tension, touch the minor seventh, but keep it intentional. You're not writing a bass solo. You're building an engine. And a timing tip that matters a lot in rolling DNB. A slightly late sub against crisp drums can create more roll than adding 10 extra notes. Don't rush the bass just because the drums are busy. Now step 3. Groove without adding notes. This is where it starts feeling expensive. Option is classic. Micro delay the sub track. In Ableton, use track delay in the mixer section and arrangement. Start with plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds on the sub track. You'll feel the whole thing glue behind the transients. It's like the drums lead and the sub follows, which creates motion. Option B. Legato overlap to avoid re-trigger clicks and weight loss. A huge source of low-end instability in fast DNB is hard re-triggering. Treat the sub like one continuous instrument, not like individual drum hits. If you're re-triggering constantly, operator keeps restarting the waveform, and you can get little clicks or inconsistent weight. So let your notes overlap slightly. That legato overlap helps the sub feel continuous. If you still get clicks, add a hair of attack, like 1 millisecond, and keep a controlled release, like 80 milliseconds. Now step 4. sidechain shape. This is the secret to sub groove under edits. You want the sub pumping mainly to the kick, not futtering to every tiny transient in your break edits. If you sidechain the sub to the whole break's bus, it'll constantly wobble because ghost notes and edits are triggering the compressor. That can be cool for some genres, but in DNB it often makes the low end feel nervous and random. So the clean method: on the sub track, put a compressor after your EQ, turn on sidechain, set audio from to the kick track, set attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 70 to 140 milliseconds. Shorter release feels more talky and rhythmic, longer feels more rolling and continuous. Ratio around 4 to 1 is a baseline, higher if you want it to be really obvious. Then lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Now pause and listen like a coach for three common problems. If the kick feels smaller, your duck isn't deep enough, or your sub is starting too early, try either more gain reduction or slightly more track delay on the sub. If the sub feels like it's wobbling randomly, you're reacting to too many events or your release is too short, make sure you're sidechaining from the kick only, and lengthen the release slightly. If the sub disappears on sustained notes, you're overducking or your duck time is too long. Either the release is too long, or you're stacking multiple duck sources and it never recovers. Now, busy breaks enhancement. We can make the sub nod to a few break accents without collapsing. Create a ghost sidechain track. This can be a MIDI track with a super short clicky sample like a rim or closed hat. Place it only where you want the sub to respect an accent. Not every ghost note, only the moments that matter. Maybe a key pickup, a signature edit, a fill marker. Mute its audio output so you don't hear it, but still route it as a sidechain source. Then add a second compressor on the sub track. Sidechain it from that ghost sidechain track. Go gentle. Ratio around 2 to 1. Fast attack. Release 30 to 80 milliseconds and only 1 to 2 dB of reduction. This is micro groove. You should feel it more than hear it. Now step 5. Make the bass feel like it follows the break edits without turning your sub into a mess. This is where layering wins. We'll keep the sub pure and create a mid-bass layer that does the talking on small speakers. Duplicate your sub-track and call it mid-bass. On mid-bass, at EQ8 and high-pass it around 120 to 180 Hz, steep slope. The point is, no true sub down here. This is the translation layer. Then add saturator and drive it harder, maybe 4 to 10 dB depending on taste. Optionally add auto-filter in low-pass mode, cut off somewhere like 300 to 800 Hz. You can add a little envelope amount so it bites with the rhythm. Now sidechain the mid bass to the breaks bus. This is where you can allow more movement, because it's not your fundamental carrying the club. Put compressor on mid bass, sidechain from breaks bus, ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so it doesn't completely erase the transient feel, release 60 to 140 milliseconds, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of movement. Now the break can go insane, and the mid layer breathes with it, while the sub stays kick true. That is the core strategy. Quick phase sanity check while we're here. Layering can quietly hollow out your crossover range, like 120 to 200 Hz, if timing or filters aren't cooperating. So temporarily put utility on the mid-bass and test phase invert left or right, or just mute and unmute while listening. If the low end suddenly thins in a weird way when the mid layer is on, adjust crossover filters or timing. Don't just EQ harder. Fix the interaction. Now step 6. Subgroove accents using velocity to control envelope depth. If you want the sub to articulate some edits, do it without adding pitch clutter. In operator, map velocity to amp envelope decay or to overall level. Keep the range modest, like decay at 250 milliseconds for low velocity and 400 milliseconds for high velocity. Then in your MIDI clip, only accent key moments with higher velocity. Think phrasing, not constant detail. Great moments are the end before the snare, a fill pickup, the end of a phrase turnaround. This makes the sub speak like a musician. Same notes but different intention. Now step 7, arrangement, because this is where a lot of low-end grooves fall apart. Try thinking in 16-bar phrases. Bars 1 through 4, simple sub, anchor the dance floor. Bars 5 through 8, introduce mid-bass movement sync to break energy. Let the edits show off here. Bars 9 through 12, add one extra sub pickup, very intentional, not a bunch. 1. Bars 13 through 16, call and response. The break does a fill, the bass answers with the mid layer, then you return to the anchor. And here's an arrangement upgrade that feels pro. Instead of adding notes for energy, automate duck behavior. Over 8 or 16 bars, slowly shorten the sidechain release for more urgency, or slightly lower the threshold for more movement. That builds intensity without adding pitch chaos. Also, try the pre-drop low-end inhale. In the bar before the drop, shorten sub-sustain. Keep mid-harmonics present. Then at the drop, restore sub-sustain and slightly reduce the harmonic layer. The return of true low-end feels huge. Now step 8. Final low-end safety checks. On the master, temporarily add utility and turn bass mono on. Set it to 120 Hz. Check in mono. Keep spectrum open. You want to see the stable fundamental, not unpredictable peaks jumping around because of weird re-triggers or overpumping. If the kick disappears, your duck is too slow or too weak. If the sub disappears, you're overducking, your notes are too short, or you've stacked too many duck sources and it never comes back. One more coaching trick for fast monitoring calibration. Put utility on the sub track and pull it down by 12 dB temporarily. Mix your drums first at a comfortable level. Then bring the sub up until it just becomes inevitable. This stops you from overdriving the low end while you're hunting for groove. Now, advanced variations you can explore once the core setup is working. 1. Swing map extracted from the break. Apply it only to sub accents, not the whole subline. Make a separate MIDI clip with just a few sub accent notes. Apply groove from the groove pool. Keep timing influence modest, like 10 to 25%. Random near zero, and turn velocity influence off. That gives micro lilt without making the bass sloppy. 2. Dual release ducking. Put an audio effect rack on the sub with two parallel chains. One chain with a faster release for a clear kick hole. Another chain with a slower release for continuous body. Blend them. This can sound more polished than one compressor trying to do everything. 3. Snare respect without touching the sub. This audio version is shortened for playback.